Hello there, Phil Jamieson from Grinspoon. How you doing?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Lovely to have you on the show again.
Thanks for having me. Your shirt looks beautiful.
Thank you. And I'm imagining you're wearing a beautiful shirt as well.
It's good. I'm naked.
You are naked. How are your Olympics?
I didn't really see a lot of them. I'm sorry. I was in New Zealand last week filming a short film.
They did better than us, didn't they, New Zealand?
Probably. Well, at the time they were, and then I think we overtook them.
They did.
But yeah, I missed a lot of the sporting stuff going on. It kind of just passed me by.
You had Nice. You had your own Winter Olympics down south of Invercargill.
We were shooting a video clip for the single, and it was incredibly cold. But it's right, like, I didn't realise there was a south of Invercargill until I arrived there. And we were actually on a pier, and from that pier was Antarctica. So it was the wind chill was pretty exciting.
How do you go in cold weather like
that? I complain all the time. So it really wasn't anything new for me. If there's something to complain about, I'll find it. But look, our director Benjay, and also the lead actress in it, Jess Tovey, were incredible. They did way more work than me and complained hardly anything. So
I saw was basically you guys standing doing your stuff on the pier, sort of solo playing guitar and
looking incredible.
Yes, definitely looking incredible. Did you say, now tell me if you can say this on air, did you say off air that that amongst your neighbours you would count an Olympian?
Oh, no. Well, I was totally joking.
Okay.
But from the sunny Port Macquarie where I live, James Magnusson is also from here. So
there you go. You live in the vicinity of Olympic greatness.
Well, I don't know if he even lives here, but I know he's from here. He's probably training a lot somewhere that I don't even know about. But yes, he's from here and he's very famous.
That's close enough. Your connection to Olympic silver is strong.
Thank
you. But actually, speaking of, did you see the opening ceremony when the Queen and James Bond kind of were lowered to the ground?
I didn't see that. I must have been one of the only people that didn't see that. Oh, did it remind you of Pat's entrance?
It did.
And the Commonwealth Games?
It did. Because they used a stunt queen. And
they did not.
They did. They did. Because I don't think the queen herself would like to be lowered, you know, down off a helicopter.
Sure.
But it did remind me of the Commonwealth Games where...
When Patrick was... There was a stunt Patrick.
There was.
Check it out on the YouTubes. It's quite hilarious, really. But I think we were opening the closing of the Commonwealth Games, whatever year that was, 06 maybe, I'm not sure. And Pat was at the top of the MCG playing his guitar with sparklers coming out the end... Or probably not sparklers, something a bit more nicer. Coming out the end of his guitar doing some mad solo. And then was it a flying fox or something that he kind of... Was that the word for it? Just kind of scooped in. And then on stage, he disappeared. The stunt guy disappeared. It was dressed like Pat, and Pat came out with his blue guitar. And it was amazing.
It was beautiful.
Obviously.
And the front page of the Daily Telegraph had Pat being lowered to the ground. If you just looked, even at a glance, that's not Pat Davin.
Well, it tricked his mum, so that's the main thing.
All right. In the song we're going to hear in one song's time, is it a real Pat Davin playing guitar or is it stunt Davin?
It's me. I did all the guitars on this track because we use a pedal called delay. And you know, Pat doesn't know how to play with a delay.
Really?
He's very he's very angry. I'm saying this right now. No, Pat did all the guitars on this song.
Phil Jamieson in the studio. We're about to play the brand new single song by Grinspoon. Is it a single?
I think it's a single because we shot a video for it, and that would therefore make it a single because we want people to watch it on the thing with the faces.
With the stuff. Yeah. Good. Nice. How many times, Phil, have you done this? Have you been at a radio station where you've been about to press play for the first play of a Grinspoon song?
I'm not exactly sure. This is pretty exciting, this one, for me, because it's taken a long time for us to do this record. But I can't remember. I can't remember with the last record how it worked, and I don't...
I got a feeling you and Pat may have been when we first played Run.
Yeah, but that wasn't a single. And the Comeback was the first single off that, and we also released Dogs off that as well. So it's all kind of blurring into albums and stuff. But I know I'm here now, and that's the main main thing. Don't ever ask me about anything to do with memory, because I'm really bad at
only
anything like that.
Existential things that are happening right now.
Yeah, or stuff I can make up.
Okay, good. Well, I know that you have made up, and it's probably the truth, that the album's going to be called Black Rabbits.
It is called Black Rabbits.
And the first song is called Passerby.
The first single and song is called Passerby off the record.
Right, so it's the track number one as well.
It is track number one. Yes, it is.
Do you get nervous about this stuff?
I'm excited and a little bit Yeah, it's one of those things that it's been our record for the past, I guess, year and a half. We've been making it from the writing process, so now it's about to be everyone else's and hopefully it gets liked. But in the same bit, it's a bit like saying goodbye to it and then it becomes kind of public knowledge. But this is the last time, so it's like a little bit sad, really. But I'm excited. I'm actually, I don't know if you can tell in my voice, but I'm a bit shit scared as well. But anyway, here we go, I guess.
Here it is on Triple J. Feel free to text in. 0439757555. Let us know what you reckon, or give us a call, 1300 055 36. Phil, here it is. This is brand new Grinspoon.
Pass it by.
On Triple J. On Triple J, brand new Grinspoon. There it is. Big premiere. Passer by. Phil Jamieson in the studio. What do you reckon?
That was the world premiere, I think.
World premiere?
Yeah. It was international styles.
Nice.
And believe it or not, it's on iTunes right now. Oh, did you like my plug? That was seamless.
Is it £4.99 like the new Kaiser Chiefs Who cover?
Did they do something at the Olympics with the thing? Right. No.
Let's move on from blatant plugs for Apple products.
Sorry.
It's all right, dude. There's a lot of swear words on the text line. F yeah, it's sick. Shit hot. A bit fart bass never goes astray too, says Valerie.
Oh, that's nice.
Sounds hectic. Love it. Sweet. Grinners haven't gone dubstep.
No, I don't know whether we'd know how, to be honest. It's not because we don't want to, it's just because we can't.
Timmy says, thank you, Grinspoon, that was sweet. Oh,
thanks,
my God,
Tim.
I love their new song, awesome. Phil has still got it.
Oh, really? Had I lost it?
I don't know, Pat. Well, hey, don't call it a comeback.
There you go.
Lauren from Brisbane said, love it. So glad to have the Grinners back. I've missed them so much. It has been 3 years, hasn't it?
Well, we released in 09, September 11, and then it was 18 months of touring, and then the UK decided to put out our last record, so we toured there as well, and that kind of took up 2 years of touring, and then we kind of reconvened, and now we're back, and we're excited to be playing. We're doing Big Data, and we're doing Fat as Butter soon, and they're going to be good little dip our toes in the water to see whether we can play all these songs that we wrote live. That's the next experiment, to see whether we can make those sounds that we've recorded. It'll be fun. It's like, I guess the best excuse about releasing an album is that we get to play it, and we've got a bunch of old songs that people hopefully like, but then we're going to chuck a few more in the mix, and yeah, it's really exciting.
Exciting. And so just the Fat as Butter show, and then the shows at the Big Day Out.
Yeah,
more
stuff
to come, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Like, we're going to see how everything goes, and maybe we'll tour maybe in March or April next year with the full album tour. But we're just going to try and do these festivals and dance around and see a bunch of bands, obviously, that I can't wait to play with Entrance and Eiffel 65 at Fat as Butter.
Fat as Butter Festival, yes.
Because I'm going to get, I'm just very excited about those two acts. And obviously Big Dad's going to be amazing. So we're just stoked to be part of it all.
Sweet as. Hey, hang around. I'm going to play another tune and we'll come back and I'm going to try and extract a little bit more information about the album out of you.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, then you can go. What are you doing? That's right, you're going to watch the new Breaking Bad as soon as you get home.
I shouldn't say that. It's illegal.
No, it's the one that you bought officially.
Oh, yes. Officially.
Let's play a song. Play a song, Lindsay. Play a song. Phil Jamieson is in the studio. We just heard the brand new Grinspoon song and you guys had a little bit of a trailer up online.
I think we've really stretched ourselves.
No.
Really?
It's unique as far as Grinspoon goes.
Yeah, you need chucks.
There you go. Unique.
Stretched. Gee, we can talk it up, can't we? We're going really well with that.
That's good. I think what Chris said something great as well. He said this.
Our best shot at the title.
It's kind of if we were a rugby league team. This is our best shot. We stretched ourselves. I don't know. It's unique. I think it is. All those things. And Chris is really good at talking it up. He should be here. He's great at that. He's great at sound bites.
We'll get him for the album chat just to do a bunch of sound bites.
He's awesome.
You actually form a bit of a rugby team, a bit of a footy team in the studio. Didn't you get like every Australian that was around to come in and muck around on the album?
Chris Cheney's living in Los Angeles at Don Johnson's old house in Hancock Park. So he's in a McMansion. And then Tim Rogers was doing a solo tour and had a 10-hour stopover in Los Angeles. So I drove to LAX and picked up Tim. And then on the way back through, I picked up Chris at Don Johnson's old house. Then we drove to the studio and Chris played guitar on a track. And Tim and Chris both sung. I just did hey's and yeah's and woohoo's and... then we went to the pub. It was really, really lovely to see them. And it was just nice that they were involved.
And Pat didn't mind that Chris was doing a guitar solo?
Well, Pat actually asked Chris. I was surprised because, you know, Pat, we know what Pat's like. Gosh. So I was actually surprised. So, but then, Chris said yes. And we were really, really happy that he said yes. It's very nice of him.
Awesome. So when are we going to be hearing Black Rabbits, the first album in 3 years from Grinspoon?
28th of September, it gets released, Friday, I believe that is. So, yeah, I've been listening to it a lot, and I'm really happy for other people to listen to it. So it comes out the 28th, and then it's just kind of, I guess, those little festivals or big festivals that we're playing live.
Good, good. When I first got on air this afternoon, was a little bit worried he'd missed the song. He's actually in a tractor, and he didn't have any radio reception, but luckily Froggy is on the line, and you got to hear it. Where were you, sir?
I was in Elliot Heads. It's a part of Bundaberg, and my tractor sort of shit itself, and so I had no radio to listen to it, so I ran out into the road and stopped a car going by and asked him, could I listen to Triple J? And he said, yeah, no worries.
Oh, that is sweet. What kind of, what brand tractor was it, Elliot, that broke down?
It's a green one. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. But wait a second. So you managed to find a car on the highway in north central Queensland and just to, like, sort of let you listen to Triple J?
Yeah. Oh, with $5 as well, eh?
From now on, Phil, this is how you should always do your premieres.
This is
random
excellent.
Cars on the highway.
I like it. I'm very impressed. That's really nice of the person that pulled over, too.
Did you and Froggy, you and the driver both like the tune?
Yeah, both loved it. I was quite surprised. The driver was about 50 years old.
Yay! Good on you, Froggy. Have a good afternoon, dude.
Thanks, Froggy. Cheers.
Bye. There you go. So Froggy, the tractor driver, and random car dude on the highway, on the Bruce Highway, both loved it.
Thanks. That's really, really nice.
All right, dude. Well, thanks for coming in today. Enjoy your televisual feast tonight.
Thank you very much for having me. Thanks, Australia. I look forward to be playing in a town near you soon, and it's really nice that you guys are playing the song. Thank you.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.